My home lies somewhere on the shores of Lake Nalubale, commonly known as Lake Victoria. It is green, quiet, calm, without disturbances of electricity and running water. It's a place called Imbukiro, my ancestral village. I always think and believe that from my mother's womb, I landed into another womb, which was my village. Growing up, we played so many games. We ran. We made kazoos and played instruments. And we played tepo, hide and seek. But most excitingly, we played an instrument called sechitulege. In my language and in my culture, that game and instrument is not allowed, because the songs that accompany it are considered to be obscene. So whenever my parents left home to go to attend a function or go to church, and we didn't go with them, would rush to the plantation and hide, make our instruments, and start playing, jazzing, and singing those songs. And we made sure that someone was on the lookout so that the parents, when they are coming back, they don't hear us or get us. That's my home. Whenever I travel, I miss home. I identify as someone from my village in Bukiro. I always write about it and I always talk about it. I'm so proud of it because it has lived with me wherever I go. It's always there. Whenever I miss my village, I make sure that I call my mom. I call my mom because whenever we speak, I hear a lot of stuff in the background, goats making noise, meh, all cocks crowing. Or sometimes in those moments of silence, I feel the breezes coming from Lake Nalubale or Lake Victoria. Sometimes I play instruments. I move with my drums. So when I really, really feel that I'm home, I get my instruments and play, and the rhythms take me back. The village always otherizes me. That distance between my village and wherever I find myself is what makes me feel different from the people and the environment. My village is my womb. It always carries me.